Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big, get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Today, our guest is Vedli. With how are you doing today?
I am doing great, Kasim. Thank you for allowing me to be part of this.
So nice of you. So let us know where you live and what you do.
I am currently residing in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I am currently the CEO of Boulder Play. It's an activity-based company for children. When we progress with the children from the ages of 3 to 18, and we do a lot of things just trying to like reinvent, pulling kids away from technology and doing their best to do other things. Doesn't mean that technology is bad or anything like that, but we just want to make sure that they have a variety of items that they keeps them busy.
Awesome. So I believe this is something that everybody is thinking about it, how to keep their kids busy. So even I'm thinking about it especially whenever they are on vacations. So what was the inspiration behind it?
So the inspiration is, I think right now with the early onset of a lot of children developing myopia at a younger age, and that seems to be a common trend. And I think my kids alone, I have three kids, one age 10, another age 2.5, almost 3 now. And then I have another son that's just 4 months old. And I watch my kids. They are always around the iPhone, iPad, not much so to TV, but they're engaged in all that stuff. And they don't go as outside as much as when I did when I was growing up. And then we have items that actually like provide activity for kids. They challenge kids, right? And a lot of kids are fearful of trying new things. This creates an avenue for them to be active and overcome their fears, right? And I think some of our stuff, like our swing set and zip lines, it's very like a professional ropes course where you bring in a lot of leadership teams at the adult level, and they have to work together as a team to overcome some of these obstacles. And, you know, these are kind of the stuff that we brought together as an activity base for kids. So if you look at our website, we have a video that shows all that stuff, and it's really great. And it's been really challenging for my own kids. And I see that in feedbacks from a lot of children's groups that we actually retail to.
Awesome. So what were the challenges when you started this? What was the major challenge you can say?
The biggest challenge is just getting marketing ourselves and putting the words out there and who we are. I don't think our products are anything unique, but how we channel and market it, because we also own a marketing ad agency that we understand the creative side. How do we make something trendy? How do we make it viral? And how do we get that message out? And I think that's always been the challenge, is making sure that parents are aware of our products, how we use these products. And we're just an alternative to the kids' playgrounds that could be thousands of dollars, where it's out of reach to very families that don't have that kind of income. This is more easily available when you're talking about ranges of like $35 to a couple hundred dollars.
Awesome. So what is the main thing that sets apart from the other companies?
I think the main thing is, I think we work on ways of partnering with a lot of our different retailers, and we gather a lot of feedback from every single customer. We want to understand like what they see, how they see the products, what challenges they see. Is there a way we can improve? And we do this on a grassroots basis by reaching out to people, emailing and texting. You know, we probably get maybe a 30% hit rate. We'd like to be higher, but the feedback we get is very valuable. And we run social marketing through Instagram and Facebook, and a lot of different parents reach out to us and give us feedback. And there's nothing better than getting feedback to the end user and the customers, especially the parents.
Awesome. So while you are getting the feedback from your customers, so what's your way to publish it on the internet? What's the way to publish it on the social media? So even you are using social media or not?
We are using social media. So we are heavily on Instagram and Facebook. And how we do it, like if there's an, so we have some parents, especially our influencer parents, they're like, hey, why don't you guys add this so that the kids can use this and customize it? So then we look at that and we look at the cost analysis on that. Like, how do we make it quicker? How do we make it cheaper, right? I think we can go spend a lot of money and make things really expensive and really nice, but I don't think that's our target demographic. We want to make sure that we're easily attainable for everybody and that it's good quality product at a very, very good price, and we can give it to them really quick. And our customer service is that we're always, always there to make sure that if something breaks, we're going to provide it most of the time free of charge.
So I would like to understand the process of marketing over the internet. How is it structured at this point?
So initially, we went really heavily on Meta and Google, and we found that it wasn't as accurate. I don't know if it was their algorithms, but we find it drove a lot of traffic to our website. But 70% and 75% of our sales came on the Amazon marketplace. And you can see the hit rate and the conversion rate. Everyone comes to our website, then they purchase it from Amazon, right? I think Amazon has such a really good clout. And honestly, I spent 9 years at Amazon, right? I worked at Amazon for 9 years working on the fulfillment side and understanding logistics and operations. Now that I'm on the other side working on Amazon Seller Central, I'm learning a lot of the different things that we can do and Amazon's ability to scale and scale our business as well. And that just think to have the brand and the full process that we leverage really heavily.
Awesome. So who is the responsible to generate the ideas? I can see in your background, like the stair slide. So who is the one who generates the ideas to market and to attract the customers?
It would be Jay Davis, right? So he's the founder of Creatively. He's got the creative mind. Me, I'm more of that integrator type, where I can come in and I can execute really well and I can modify, make things a lot better and carry out that creativity that he developed. So I think we work really well together and working with a team. We have a really good senior team that works in multiple brands of ours. So we have a brands called Mutiny Brands, where we own Creatively, which is our advertising and marketing side. And then we also have Pillow Cube, which is our innovative pillow designs, mainly designed for side sleepers. And then we have the Boulder Place Stair Slide brand. So Stair Slide is really, really, really nice for like families. They can keep the kids indoors, but they're not, they're doing something instead of just playing on the iPad. And we've done several tests on the stair slides that kids are climbing about 5 to 10,000 feet at a time and not even realize it because they go up and down and up and down. We have awesome. A team that's dedicated to building the products, and then we leverage it. And we have a lot of different, we go to a lot of trade shows and toy shows, and then we can leverage some developers and designers there as well.
Awesome. So can you describe some of the key products that Boulder Place is offering?
Some of our key products is a swing line, for example. All you need is like two posts, usually two trees that we can connect it to. So these things are very mobile. They're tied on by a really, really heavy duty strap, and you can tie accessories to it, whether it's a swing, things that you think of American Ninja Warrior. You have rings that you can carry across, slide across, all these little things. So it's a main thing is the strap that you can take anywhere. If you're going camping and there's a tree, a forest or anything like that, it goes about 80 to 120 feet long and it's very modular. You can take it with you. It's probably a size smaller than a suitcase. And you can bring little swing trapeze, what they do, like the circus. They have swings that are on nets or wooden ones. And you have really big, like 50-inch nets that they can just go back and forth. Things like that. So they're very modular, I think. So at a younger age group, you're probably not paying the stuff like the monkey bars or anything like that because you're not strong enough yet.
Always.
And you have different little swings that kids love. And then you have the zip lines for the older group. So I think it's very modular. So we have so many different things. And with the stair slide, that one is also modular, but it's mainly you do require some steps. So, and that one we're working on, like innovating and adding little designs to keep the kids engaged all the time.
All right. So, an entrepreneur keep facing different challenges. I believe you must have faced many challenges, but what is the most recent or the current challenge you are facing?
I think the biggest current challenge is maybe the economy right now. And I think with interest rates and like other priorities, toys and stuff for kids aren't super high, especially if it's not at the price point that everybody wants. So we saw challenges like coming out of COVID, things were a struggle. I think getting products out to different retailers, our wholesalers weren't buying as much, just things like that. So what we're doing is like we even working with our manufacturers, we have manufacturers domestically and overseas. So working with the logistics behind that and timing, it's been a very challenging approach on how do we make it a lot easier for everybody to understand that we're buying enough inventory. Not too much that we're sitting on it, but also not too little that we're continuing running out.
Awesome. So do you think the trend of using mobile, like every kid is using mobile and iPads at this point. So do you think this does have any impact on your business as well?
It does. So ironically, we just went through it. 85% of the folks that visit our websites are visiting on a mobile device, whether it's an iPad or a phone. Very few are on a desktop. So I'd imagine if I had to go look at it, why people are looking at desktops, probably parents are using desktops or the kids are using desktops at home that their parents have. But a majority of them are always shopping and the purchasing and looking and viewing from our website from a mobile device. So we're trying to innovate right now. At first, we developed our website for a desktop. Now we're slowly evolving and make it more simpler on the mobile device.
All right. So what are your short-term and long-term goals for the Boulder Play?
I think for the short-term goals right now is expanding overseas. One of the things that we found with the stair slides, it's that product is heavily sold during the colder climates of the years, winter times in North America. I want to expand that because I think the Southern Hemisphere has the opposite season of the Northern Hemisphere. And we're growing areas in Chile right now, Australia. We've already expanded to Canada. We're working on Korea right now. So there's very different target groups that we work with to make sure that we are expanding overseas to expand our products. Right now, we've been very focused domestically, but I think our overseas market, there's so much opportunity.
So to align with your vision, guide me a little bit, how many products you are adding every year or every month into your inventory, like the new product?
So right now we used to carry about 200 different SKUs. We're down to about 125. And we work on developing about 20 to 25 a year with maybe only a handful, maybe five that goes to market on a yearly basis. So we don't expand as fast. We do make some of these products and then we do send it out to our influencers and our different trial groups and see what kind of feedback we get. A lot of times we have some products that, although they're really great products, but logistically to ship them out, it's too expensive. Like we have like trampolines that could cost everyone $500 to ship, which is very hard to execute. So we're still working on those different models.
Awesome. So can you share a fun fact related to the Boulder Play?
A really fun fact with Boulder Play. And I think every time someone hears the brand Boulder Play, they think of a boulder of a rock. But and that's how it's spelled B-O-U-L-D. But if you look at our brand, we're actually B-O-L-D, meaning bold. You're just really confident in what we're doing. And we're just really out there. And I think we challenge kids. And I'll give you a good example because I have a 2-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old son. So there's a big age gap between my first and second child. And I look at it and my son probably didn't get really good grip strength to hold himself up until he was like 7 years old. My daughter at 2 is already exceeding him because I was able to be part of this company and she's been doing all these activities and I can watch the stark difference between the development of my own children. So, and I think that's what I think is so unique is we need to get children more active. My son was not as active. He was very around adults a lot. So just both my wife and I worked a lot. So we can see the different upbringing and the different activities they were exposed to.
Awesome. So where you are going to focus more to sell your products on retail or on the internet?
We don't have any retail stores. We are purely an e-commerce company. And also we do a lot of wholesale. So we work with different companies such as Menards, Walmart, Home Depot, a lot of outdoor companies. We do a few trade shows and we do a lot of the outdoor shows, I think is what we're engaged to. And that's what we do. And we continue to grow. Our biggest client in Canada is Canadian Tire. And they're a big company over there. And they have a lot of retail outlets. So Menards is our biggest one, Bass Pro Shops over here in America.
Awesome. So what are the parameters to stay ahead of industry trends and ensure that your company remains an innovative company? Because I believe all of your products are innovative products.
Oh, thank you. It is. I think they're innovative products. I think the key part about it is making sure that we understand that where everything is inflated right now, we're trying not to inflate any of our prices whatsoever. We're actually doing the reverse effect. We're trying to figure out how do we reduce costs by maintaining the same quality. And that's either ordering more and buying in larger scale or learning how we execute a little bit better as far as like bringing products from overseas and how do we expand the footprint. So for here and domestically, we only have 2 different fulfillment centers that we leverage a 3PL for. We're working on leveraging that on Amazon's platform where they have well over 150 fulfillment centers that we can save about 30 to 40% in our shipping and logistics that we pass on to our customers. That way, everyone still maintains their margins. At the same time, we're not increasing the price for the customer, but also potentially reducing it.
And then how you manage the inflation?
Well, we manage inflation by making sure that we reduce our costs. Right now, if you look at the company that we're working with right now, I have five people, my entire company on a Boulder Place side that manages these two brands. And we are operating at roughly $2.5 million per headcount. So that's kind of like our target. We're trying to get up to five and we just stay really lean. I think we're a startup mentality and we always operate that way. I think a lot of times startups always try to scale a little bit too quick. They hire the big management teams and everything like that, where mm-hmm. no one's doing specific work. And then they end up realizing that's too much capital that they're spending for the revenue that they have.
Allocating some budget for your marketing, then how you plan the marketing budget?
So right now, I think we manage it. We look at the marketing budget and we're looking at the data on a weekly basis. So I do have an in-house marketing person who works with several different third-party marketing companies that worked with us before. So initially, we probably ran about a 20% marketing budget and you know saw some of the returns that just weren't there. The ROAS on that wasn't where we needed it to be. So we kind of cut that budget in half and strategically try to figure out who is our target market. Our target market right now we're defining is roughly the age group of mothers, 25 and older, and a group of grandparents of both sexes. And that's kind of where we're targeting most of our ads now. Before we would just go blanket approach and just hit everybody and bring the brand out there. But now we're going very targeted. We're using a lot of different Facebook groups, little children's groups. And we go out there and we do a lot of like working with different spectrum kids where they work with autism groups. And we kind of work because we have some toys that actually work on the sensory stuff. So that's kind of how we target. Our target marketing is really now a little bit more streamlined than it was before. And we found our returns much, much better.
Makes sense. Completely makes sense. So what would be your biggest piece of advice for our viewers?
My biggest advice is actually like learning from your people and empowering everybody to make decisions. I think we all realize that, especially in the leadership role, you're leading people, you're not leading a machine. And I think we always forget that. And I think the biggest learning lesson that from Amazon was like looking at the people that struggle managing people. And then, like that's where I actually met my wife. So my wife and I developed a program internally at Amazon to teach leaders, because you have a lot of like entry-level managers that are college graduates leading 50 to 150 people and struggle. And the program, there wasn't a development program there at the time. So we came together because we were successful at meeting and talking to people. And then we developed a program based on servant leadership, based on things of like Simon Sinek, so many different things out there. And we put it all into one little program and took the best pieces that actually apply to our jobs. And then I've taken that to wherever I've gone since back in my career and empowering people and understanding what their gaps are and learning and fill that gap for them, empowering them to go make these mistakes and learn from it and then avoid it from the next time. I think that's the only way you can develop folks is like making sure that they make mistakes.
True. So true. So how can our viewers connect with you or learn more about the Boulder Play?
I mean, they can reach out to me directly at boulderplay.com at any time. That's V-I-E-T at boulderplay, B-O-L-D-E-R, play.com. Or you can just go to our website. So we have two websites. It's borderplay.com and stairslide.com. So those are our products.
Awesome, Ved. That was a really nice discussion. I really enjoyed the conversation. So nice of you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, cousin. Have a good one.
Good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.